For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick. Very happy to be talking with Daniel Yunt from Super Yamba Band and the six-piece band that came to Spindale back in June of this year and had a great session talking to us from Brooklyn, New York. Welcome, Daniel.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Happy to be here.
In going over the session, you had a lot of different flavors of the kind of music that you play. And you started off with Afro Rock One and then kind of morphed in and out of different styles and wrapped up with Blue Lights. Can you tell us about some of the different styles and the flavors of Super Yamba Band?
Yeah, so we play different types of African funk music. You know, it's all influenced by some of it's late 60s, but it's mostly 70s, a little bit of early 80s. Music from Nigeria, from Benin, from Ghana, from Senegal, from Mali. So we kind of, you know, bounce around from those different sounds and traditions. You know, a lot of people, when they think of Afrobeat, they think of Fela Kuti and the music that he pioneered in Nigeria. And that's a huge influence for us. But we also kind of try to not only do that, but do some of the more obscure styles of psychedelic African funk from the 70s, if you will. So Afro Rock One, I mean, the title describes it. It's more of like a what they call Afro Rock, which was a style that you can hear from a lot of rare recordings from Nigeria in the 70s, where, you know, a lot of these like obscure groups were putting their twist on sounds that they were hearing from America. You know, you can tell that they were definitely listening to like Jimi Hendrix and Santana, you know, James Brown, obviously.
For somebody that's not familiar with your sound, for maybe the somebody that's new to all of Afrobeat, how would you describe it? How would you tell them what are the analogies, where are the entry points for music that they may already know? How does somebody become a fan of Super Yamba Band?
To become a fan, I would hope that they would be able to see us live. You know, definitely it all started from a live context. The music is very dancey, very fun. It's always a party, and that's kind of what we try to bring. But if you're talking about listening to records, I would say just, you know, try to dig around, find some of these rare recordings. There's a lot of great compilations. You know, there's a bunch of different record labels that have done a lot of hard work to dig up these recordings so that we can find them now. So, you know, look for some Afrofunk compilations. Soundway Records is a great label. Analog Africa is incredible. Awesome Tapes from Africa is another one. So once you kind of open the door there, there's a lot to enjoy.
We're speaking with Daniel from Super Yamba Band. That's superyambaband.com, just like it sounds. They came to Studio B and are going to be featured on Crowd Around the Mic Volume 21 in the song Blue Lights. Daniel, it's been great talking with you today.
Thanks, Joe. I really appreciate it.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.